Well, it is a collective effort by the media and the left, it seems to me, to continue to push an impeachment narrative. But is it moving the needle on polling numbers? In some places, it has moved some, but not dramatically. Michigan voters seem to be split on Trump's impeachment. And in fact, doesn't reach 50% here, which begs the question, why not? Tom Shields, senior advisor at MRG, that's Marketing Resource Group. Tom, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Great to be with you.
Good to have you here. Brand new polling, and Michigan voters remain split on this. And with the effort, I mean, I look at all of these media outlets, and, you know, whether you agree or not, to me, it's, and to a lot of people, it's pretty obvious there's a one-sided narrative being pushed day after day and on different networks and different places and in the national papers, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all hate this president. They dislike the guy, okay? Simple enough. But yet, the idea that impeachment's a good idea, I don't think that it's selling very well. What did your numbers find?
Our numbers showed that the voters are absolutely split right down the middle on this whole impeachment thing. You know, it is the message that has been out there certainly is energizing those people who don't like, you know, President Trump and want to see him gone. And, you know, they've glopped on the impeachment as the, you know, the latest issue of the day. But his supporters are hanging tough. They're hanging right with him. You know, 45% of the voters said that, you know, we shouldn't go forward with this. It's very partisan-based. 87% of Democrats support impeachment. 90% of Republicans oppose it. But no matter what they seem to throw at the president these days, it seems like his supporters are solid and they're staying there.
Well, I mean, they've seen this act before. We've been all the way through the Mueller report, and nothing came of that of significance. We've been all the way through this process for a couple of years of investigation. Nothing seemed to come from it. And so for his supporters, I mean, why wouldn't they be skeptical? And here's the other thing, and I don't know if you can get into this, but it doesn't seem to me that it plays very well when the impeachment process is being held in secret, basically. It's behind closed doors. You can't see anything that's going on. And at some point, they've got to put, they being the Democrats, there's got to be some meat on the bone. You know, saying that he had a conversation with a foreign leader, well, okay. You know, I don't know that moves the needle. And apparently it hasn't moved the needle in Michigan yet.
No, not at all. And, you know, it's yet to be seen how this impeachment will play out and how it's going to be defined. But that will make a difference with those voters, not many of them, but those 5 to 10% voters that are on the fence on this thing. And whether or not this is fair and just, or whether or not it's an overreach by the you know, the congressional Democrats, and that will, you know, help or hurt him, you know, either way. And you know, it's very similar. It's sort of indicative to the election that happened in 2016 here, and that went down to the edge and at the end of the campaign. And you know, he had about 10% of the undecided. You know, most of them didn't really like Donald Trump at all, and they certainly didn't like, you know, Hillary Clinton, and they fell to Trump's side. And I think this is just one of those. This is a show that, you know, Michigan is going to be in play.
Certainly is.
It's going to be a tough place for Donald Trump to win, but it's also going to be a real tough place for Democrats to defeat him. And it's like the Democrats are, you know, it's like Republicans are playing on a Democrat turf. This is a Democrat state, you know, about plus 5-6% Democrat state. They should win this state. And if they're playing defense in states like Michigan, you know, it probably speaks well to Trump's chances.
Let me point your attention to something that just happened, and that is the tentative agreement between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union. Part of the agreement included what is now considered to be the very best in the country, health care. And now Ford will follow suit and so on and so forth. And these union workers have fought for this health care. So if, for example, Elizabeth Warren becomes your nominee, she's leading the pack now for the Democrats, and says, we're going to take away all those private health care plans. Do you really think that sells in Michigan to UAW workers who just have been on strike for going on 40 days by the time it'll be over? Or do they say, no, thank you to that? See, that's where I think the rubber hits the road.
And I think you're right, and those are one of the, you know, and that's the variable we don't know about yet going into 2020.
I think we do know
the Democrat nominee is going to be.
I don't think there's one union member that's been out on that strike line for 33 days going to say, yeah, I don't want this this terrific health care plan. You know, you go ahead and take it. The government can have it. I don't see not one person on that line is going to say yes to that.
I think you're absolutely true. I think that, you know, especially that, those are just one of those things that people cherish, I think, their private health care plans. And you're right. They negotiated it as part of their contracts. They trust it because they know what it is. turning it all over to government is not something that, frankly, the voters are going to be very appreciative here.
No.
And that's one of those issues that could turn those people in the middle, I think, you know, against the Democratic nominee and in favor of Trump.
Well, right. And so I guess maybe that's problematic for people. And I wonder about, you know, members of Congress like Alyssa Slotkin, who is my representative in Congress. It's a district that was won by Trump by, I think, 6 points. And she's in a place where now, so at some point, you've got to get on the record. Either you support impeachment or you don't. You can't just sit there on the side like, well, you know, we like the... Because here's the other thing. In the polling, are we talking about impeachment and removal or just asking questions, the inquiry? If people are saying, hey, we support the inquiry to find out, that's a lot different than saying we support removing the president.
Absolutely, and that's what we tested. We tested specifically the congressional inquiry here, not the actual impeachment. Though I don't think necessarily the numbers would change that much given the fact of you know, how the electorate is polarized over this president. I mean, you're either on one side or the other, not very people, many people in the middle. I mean, we only had like 5 or 6% of the people who didn't have an opinion on this, which is surprising this early in the process. I mean, we were only a week into the impeachment process, and everybody had made up their mind one way or the other.
Yeah. Tom, let me make it a prediction for you. Tom Shields is here, by the way, from MRG with this fresh polling split down the middle is Michigan when it comes to impeachment. So I will make a prediction that I've been making for a long time. Michigan will be the center of the political universe for pretty much all of 2020. And by the time we get to November 3rd, 2020, people will be so entirely sick of political commercials, they won't even want to turn on their television anymore. I'll give you the last word.
I think you're right. I think that people will look at streaming things that don't have TV commercials, prefer to people watching the TV commercials. You know, it'll be a nonstop. Day to day, you know, and there'll be no expense spared in states like Michigan because, you know, Michigan's one of those states that Democrats cannot afford to lose.
That's
right. Republicans would love to have.
Yeah, that's right. Media owners, they're very pleased with 2020. Prospects are looking up.
They will be very well. They'll be at the beach after the November election. There's no question about that.
Amen. Bring the lotion. All right, Tom, greatly appreciate that. Tom Shields, senior advisor at MRG. Great conversation, my friend. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Talk to you soon, Steve.
There you have it. Straight ahead, the MERS report. Don't go anywhere.